Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports-ad-free. That's amazon.com/sports-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, wherever you may be in the world. It's me, Dov, of ForzaItalianFootball.com, and this is a podcast I did not think I'd be doing this summer because we've been having the World Cup. It's been lovely heatwave weather all across Europe, so everybody's been relaxing. However, Cristiano Ronaldo has moved from Real Madrid to Juventus. It's now official. He's costing the Bianconeri 112 million euros plus all the agents' fees and stuff like that. He's going to be on 30 million euros a season over 4 years, so quite expensive, and that's after tax as well. So 60 million before tax, so that'll be fun for Juve to pay. And the GOAT, the Champions League winner, the current European champion, Cristiano Ronaldo, is in Serie A. So there we go. To help me talk about this, I've got three wonderful people. First up, we've got Vieri Capretta. Vieri, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. Hello, pumped. Everybody. Yeah, big news for Serie A.
Exactly. And next up, we've got Mr. Podrick Whelan, live from the Emerald Isle. Podrick, how are you doing?
I'm well, Dov. Well, not as well as Cristiano Ronaldo today, I'm sure. He's quite the Tuesday evening.
He has indeed. And finally, a familiar face and voice for you all, Mr. Connor Clancy from a little sweatbox in Milan.
Yeah, I'm not as well as the other two. I'm annoyed.
All right, we'll get into this later in a minute. Right, Vieri, you first. So Juventus have just spent a bucket load of money, around 300 million euros it's going to cost them overall, to bring a 33-year-old, five-time Ballon d'Or winner, current European champion with his club and his country, and he's going to be playing in Serie A next season. So what is going on?
Yeah, it's incredible. Huge news for Serie A. How can Juve afford it? Well, because it is a lot of money. But they are hoping, breaking down the figures, they've made their own maths, that they're going to spend a lot less than what it seems, because Cristiano Ronaldo is a global superstar. He's got his own brand, his own amount of followers. That's 313 million followers just for him, adding up all the numbers of his social media. So we're talking about someone who will bring money to the club. Obviously, Juve are hoping for him to bring trophies as well. What it means for Serie A is incredible, because we're talking about probably the worst moment for Italian football ever, almost. And they've signed the best player in the world, pretty much. So it's unbelievable. What it means for Juve is that this could attract, obviously, investors, money, exposure. It lifts Juve into the kind of elite level of European clubs that Juve were flirting with until now. Now they're properly in it. Of course, they need to win the Champions League to translate that in results on the pitch. But what they've done, what they've achieved, if you think that 10 years ago they were just coming out of Serie B, is incredible.
Well, that's the big question, Podrig, isn't it? Is this the signing for the Champions League? Is this what why they've done it? Why they've spent so much money on Ronaldo?
Yeah, I think it is, Dov, because as we all know, having watched Serie A the past 7 years, that Ronaldo isn't needed to win Serie A. They've done it without him. They've spared absolutely no expense. You touched on the figures. It's incredible, incredible amount of money that they're forking out over the course of the transfer fee, agents fees, his own fee, all that kind of thing. So that is obviously done with the big trophy in mind. And obviously there's not many better men at lifting that trophy than Ronaldo. He seems to live for those big Champions League nights. He actually did it, as we all know, in Turin last season. And that seemed to be a bit of the night that kind of, the applause that he received that night, it seemed to quite touch him. And he talked after the game about how he'd been a Juve fan, or he'd been, I suppose, sympathetic towards Juve since he was a child. And, you know, the historic nature of the club. And he, I suppose, he maybe was just sending out a few signals that night after the game. He did seem to genuinely appreciate the affection he received after scoring the overhead kick. So maybe the seeds were kind of planted then. But I think that is those nights, those are the ones that Juve want them for, certainly not for breaking their hearts with overhead kicks or last minute penalties. And I think that it really does, it makes them a serious contender. Obviously they've come close in recent years, they've reached finals, never quite managed to get over the line, but this is exactly, as you said, it's the kind of signing that you make when you want to finally get your hands on the Champions League again.
Well, Juventus always signed the best players in Serie A, and have done recently, I get particularly from their rivals, which weakens their rivals and makes them better. And the club that Ronaldo scored most against in the Champions League just happens to be Juve with 10 goals. So maybe they're just like, wait a minute, here, what scores against us, we'll have him, so he can't do it and we can win the Champions League. Connor, before you tell us why you're annoyed, how is he going to fit in to this Juve in terms of playing?
However he wants, really. It's hard to picture a system that they could play with Cristiano Ronaldo involved that won't be successful. If they go with a 5-3-2, him and Dybala up top together, pretty unstoppable. If they go with something like a 4-3-2-1, Dybala and Douglas Costa playing behind them is equally, if not slightly more terrifying for opposing defences. And with someone of Cristiano Ronaldo's quality, who scored, what was it, 450 goals in 9 years at Real Madrid?
451, Connor.
450. He'll be actually pretty annoyed that I forgot.
Yeah, if there's one man who would... give me that goal. Don't be taking goals away.
That's us not getting into his press conference unveiling him as a Juve player anyway. But I don't think it matters how they set up with him. Just having him in the team, and even if they don't have him in the team, they'll win Serie A next year easily. And they have every chance of going one step further in Europe now with him involved as well. Because as you kind of touched on, Dov, the only team that have stopped them recently has been Real Madrid. And now they've got them out of the way. And Cristiano Ronaldo was probably the only real difference between the two teams and most of their meetings. So you'd imagine they'll fancy their chances against absolutely anyone now.
Probably. Vieri, do you think they're going to need to sell anybody? Because there's a lot of talk about Higuain, Alexandro, Rugani, Dybala. Obviously, we mentioned before, in terms of the numbers, they can afford it. But do you think that Ronaldo's arrival might mean that we're going to see maybe one or two departures?
As you said, they don't need to because they can afford Ronaldo. But now we're talking about a lot of players up front. If you consider Higuain, Dybala, Cuadrado, Bernardeschi, it's a lot of players, and Douglas Costa, of course, as well. So I think someone like Higuain, who's got a lot of requests all around the world, I think probably Chelsea, the main ones to sign him, especially when Sarri takes over at the club. Someone will probably leave because, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo, when fit, will always play. There's no doubt about that. And I think the other main players for Allegri will be Dybala and Douglas Costa. Of course, you know, if Higuain ends up staying, you're talking about an incredible attack. But I think he could be on the way out. I have more doubts about Alexandro. But Juve have spent a lot of money this summer, so they'll want to try and cash in on somebody, even though, as we said, they don't need to. So expect someone to leave, and the main candidate is Higuain.
And Connor, this is I say a bit strange, obviously, but Juventus, they can afford this, and it's Cristiano Ronaldo, and he's the GOAT. But this isn't something Juve tend to do. They don't tend to go and spend hundreds of millions of euros on one player. Why do you think that they've decided to splash out? Do you think it's just because it's Ronaldo, or do you think that they feel that he can make the difference? I mean, what's your feeling about them spending this amount of money on one guy?
He's not just any ordinary superstar, is he? He's arguably the best player there has ever been. He's won, what, the Ballon d'Or 5 times now. He's 33, but he could easily give them 5 years at the top level and score 50 goals every season in each of those 5 seasons. And as you say, this is an investment that kind of goes beyond what he can offer on the pitch, because he will bring them a lot of money. He'll make them a bigger brand than they already have become. And we saw last season with the unveiling of their new crest and stuff that they're really trying to grow their off-field presence, and having someone like Cristiano Ronaldo around isn't going to harm that at all. But with what he will bring them on the pitch, it would not be even slightly surprising if Juventus went on and won the Champions League next season. They'll pretty much obviously win Serie A. So I don't think that's like any concern, but I do think this is definitely worth the investment. 100 million or 105, 112, whatever it is, it's crazy when you see that they paid close to that for Gonzalo Higuain. And I know he's a bit younger, but you would expect that Ronaldo will have a greater impact there than Higuain managed.
Higuain's obviously got his belly problems, which Ronaldo certainly doesn't have. Podrick, what does this mean for Serie A? Simple question. Obviously, we've talked about Juve. It's fantastic, amazing for Juve, but what about the rest of the league?
I think you can argue that the good and the bad for kind of both ends.
What do you think? I don't want to argue.
I don't know that I come down too strongly on either side. I think it's great for Juve. I think it's massive for getting a lot more eyeballs from all over the world, people that maybe aren't as interested in Serie A, to tune in to watch Cristiano, and probably him only. You've talked in the social media that he has. He probably has fans that support him as much as maybe people that support a team that Ronaldo, if he left Juve in 2 years' time, then they'd probably be eyeballs on him wherever he goes after that. He's just that kind of a player. So I'm sure that there'll be a bit increased viewership, and there'll be a lot more interest in Ronaldo and Juve, and maybe as a result, Serie A. But I think for the rest of the league, I don't know that it's anything massive, anything too special. I don't think other fans of lower level teams or even the likes of the title challengers, Napoli, Roma, don't know that they'll be too pleased about this, that a team that are already as strong as they are. I mean, I know that we have a world-class talent in the league, but at the same time,
Sergio Pusier was already there, Paddy. We don't need to
know that. Well, that 100% record for the Azzurri.
Exactly.
I suppose he's just making the stronger, though, isn't it?
Exactly. I think, like, Vieri, obviously, Napoli brought in Ancelotti at the start of the summer, and everybody's like maybe talking about this could take Napoli to the next level. They've got an experienced coach that's used to winning everything, and they maybe thought, right, this is great, we can maybe challenge Juve, and Juve have just went and signed Ronaldo. So what do you think this kind of means for Serie A?
For Serie A, obviously it means Juventus are another step ahead, but let's forget, we're talking about a team that have won the past 7 Scudettos. Didn't matter if they had Matri or
Christ. That's an upgrade now.
Zaccherini.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
They always won it every single season. And we saw the failure of buying Higuain. They won two Scudetto titles with Higuain, but obviously when they spent 95 million for him, they wanted him to be the difference in the Champions League. And that didn't work. So obviously, what this means, I think, I wouldn't be worried for other fans who see the gap getting even wider. The gap's already incredibly wide. What the difference is now that Juventus will properly challenge for the Champions League. And this could even turn out to be great news for all the rival fans, because what if they don't win the Champions League after spending all this money? You know, it could turn out to be a great story, because we're talking about Juve, who win regardless within Italy. So it doesn't really matter if there's Cristiano Ronaldo or not. I think what it does for Serie A as a whole, it lifts the international appeal of Serie A. And that, obviously, we just discussed it. That's great news. For Napoli, for Roma, for Inter, for Milan, they can still try their luck at winning. Let's not forget that Ronaldo's only won La Liga twice at Real Madrid. So, you know, perhaps this could be a season in which we could see Juventus win the Champions League, maybe, and give away the Scudetto. Never know, because their aim inevitably after seven seasons of victories...
The Champions League.
In Italy, it has to be the Champions League.
Connor, why are you annoyed?
Just because... where do I start? They're going to win everything there.
Even the Champions League, or do you mean?
I think they'll win the Champions League. Yeah. When Napoli got Ancelotti, I kind of thought, oh, that's nice. They won't win the league, but
he knows his weaknesses, Connor. He's coached Ronaldo at Real. He knows the weaknesses. We've got an inside dog in the race now.
Yeah, but Ancelotti can't win a league title, so they'll win the Coppa Italia. They might beat Juve along the way, and they'll be happy enough until Juventus go and win the Scudetto again and the Champions League. And it is just a bit annoying. You can see, remember when, was it Benevento or one of those smaller teams when Juve went there last season and there was a hospital nearby and people were pretending to be sick so they could watch the match? Stuff like that will happen. People will be coming to stadiums just to watch Cristiano Ronaldo. There will be more tourists coming to Italy, but they'll all just be going to Juve. And it just kind of... How fun was it this year that we had an actual title race? We spoke about it last year, that's all we wanted. We got it right until the very end, pretty much. But now it's pretty hard to see that happening again. And from like the perspective of Roma and Inter, even, who have been doing quite well this summer, bringing in a few players, they must be sitting there thinking, like, we had stuff go up on the site praising their actions this summer, and it's all pointless now, isn't it?
Oh, no, that's very defeatist, Connor.
That's extreme, come on. Trust me, it's more likely to see someone else win the title and Juve win the Champions League than Juve winning another Serie A.
That I did want to ask as well, actually, while we're on it, is just like in terms of like Serie A, obviously in the last decade or so, pretty much since maybe Kaká left Real, it's not quite had maybe the talents of other leagues. But I just wanted to see what all you guys, if you thought that this is actually the biggest transfer for a Serie A team ever, because maybe since the original Brazilian Ronaldo and getting that move. I think it's, in terms of that, I don't know, I just want to know what you guys thought, if you thought it was like pretty much the biggest deal we've ever had.
It's certainly the biggest for me since Ronaldo. Like, there's nobody's come to Serie A that has literally been, like we said, a global superstar. Not just a top player, a great player. Like, this, he's literally one of the greatest ever. And I think, like, I can remember, like, it was a long time ago, but when Inter signed Ronaldo, it was almost kind of like the same thing. People were coming to watch Inter from other clubs. Like, well, obviously, when Inter would go to, like, they were coming to watch Ronaldo, because this guy was like amazing. This is one of the best ever. So they were coming to watch him. And I think we're going to see the same thing with Ronaldo at Juve. The only problem is they've got like 10 seats left in their stadium for each game. So it's going to be difficult for everybody. So I think you're going to see that interest. Obviously, the kind of, like you say, the media interest over the world will be a bit bigger than that. But I'm kind of on Connor's side a little bit. I just think for the other teams and for the competition, it's a bit kind of like, we almost had teams going at it and fighting with each other for an entire season. Now it's just, Juventus will have this wrapped up by Christmas probably, if they've not got it wrapped up already.
I don't think, if you look at the amount of games Ronaldo's actually played in La Liga in the past seasons, growing older, he's learned, and Zidane and the coaching staff at Real Madrid with him, when to use him. You know, Barcelona have managed to beat Ronaldo in terms of league titles, obviously.
Yeah, Barcelona Real Madrid is very different to Juve, Napoli, Roma, Inter. Like, you've got
I think Juve will win the title again. But what I'm saying is they've done so regardless of Cristiano Ronaldo. So I wouldn't be that worried. They even this season, did it ever look like they could have lost it? Like, honestly.
No, I think we all said, like, in November, it doesn't matter, Juventus are still going to win the league, and they'll still win the league even more so. But my point is that at least we got a challenge for the most part, whereas I think this time we're probably not going to get that, which is sad.
No, but I think what Serie A fans should look at is what it means in terms of appeal. I think
but Roma fans won't care about that, Vieri or Napoli fan.
Think they will, if you think that this could mean other players will want to play in Serie A.
Unless one of the other clubs goes and signs Leo Messi, no one else is going to care about the positive impact of Cristiano Ronaldo coming to Italy.
I think people will, purely because Juve have won the past 7 Scudettos. That, again, that is my point, and it will remain.
Maybe
if Juve hadn't won anything, then I'd be worried, because, you know, they just bought a big player and they could go on to win. They've won the last 7 Scudettos with Giaccherini, Matri, Padoin. You know what I mean? It's that Ronaldo won't make any difference domestically.
Talking about other teams then, what do you think it'll mean for the other teams then? Yeah, you kind of like hinted there that the other teams might enjoy Ronaldo, but do you think that other players will come? Big name players. Can we see Inter signing Messi, for example?
No, Inter signing Messi, I can't see. But not even Manchester City have signed Messi.
As a joke, Vieri.
Speaking seriously, because think about it. If someone had told you a month ago Juve will join Juventus, it would have sounded as a joke as well. So I think what this means is that there'll be players perhaps at Bayern Munich or at Paris Saint-Germain who will look at Serie A and think, well, you know, Ronaldo's gone there. How about we go there as well? Maybe not this summer, maybe the next summer, especially if Juve do well in Europe. And they could perhaps think about Inter, Roma. You know, Roma's just got a semi-final.
I think, Vieri, the problem with all that is money. And that's been Serie A's problem. Juventus are financing this through their parent owners, Fiat, who are apparently going to help stump up some of the cash for his wages. Inter, Milan, Napoli, Roma, even probably together, couldn't afford to give a player 30 million euros a season after tax. And I think that's the issue we're going to get, is that Juventus have clearly stepped up another level again. The other teams, they're not there yet. They're not ready.
And I agree with you completely, but Juventus were already miles ahead.
Yeah, yeah. And now they've gone even further ahead. And I think, Juventus are, like we said, the best run club in Italy by far, one of the best run in Europe. Financially, they're maybe not able to keep up with the likes of Real Madrid and Barcelona, but they can do enough so that they're there or thereabouts with Europe's elite each season. I think now that they're going to go so far ahead of Serie A, which kind of harks back to Connor's point, it's going to be quite boring watching Serie A, if I'm perfectly honest again. We're going to be looking for who's going to get the Champions League places, which I don't like. I want something at the end of it, a bit of silverware. It annoys me that there's one. This is like watching Scottish football.
Oh.
It is. You've got a team that's so far ahead of everybody else. It doesn't matter how well Aberdeen or Dundee United or Hibs do in the summer, or who this Celtic will win it every season. That's it. And Italy is going exactly the same way. And that's what the Bundesliga is like, and what La Liga is like, what the Ligue 1 is like. And honestly, it's boring as hell. Sorry, but it is.
Yes, but it's been like this for 7 years.
Exactly, I'm bored of it.
And it was the same with Inter. Like, we haven't had a good title race since 2011, 2012, I think, with Ibrahimovic bottling it under Allegri. That's pretty much with AC Milan. I think that's pretty much it. Even beforehand, Inter were completely dominating. It's not been a great Serie A since the early 2000s.
No, I agree completely.
But the title race last season was competitive.
Until April, March.
Yeah, but
March.
Then even after Juventus went back ahead, we had that moment when Napoli won in Turin, and while they were still behind, there was that hope.
Yeah, but it's the hope that kills you, Connor. Yeah, it's. I hope I'm wrong. I do really do. I hope Ronaldo does fantastically well and kind of lifts everybody up and kind of brings more great players to Serie A, and Serie A kind of goes in a renaissance, if you want. But the realist in me thinks that this is just going to be Juve winning the league again for the next 4 years without much of a challenge, which is sad. There you go. That's my thoughts. I'm a dour bastard, so there you go. Right, anything else to add, lads? Before we wrap up,
I just wanted to thank you for your hospitality, but let you know that I'm going to just go back to Ireland now, because what's the point?
There you go.
Cheer up, Connor.
Paddy, I need you to get out here and cheer me up.
Yeah, well, I'm going to bring Messi, and I'm going to give him the argument that this is how we decide it, who really is the best, Messi or Ronaldo. If you put Messi into that Roma team or Napoli team or Inter or whoever and say, if you can beat Ronaldo and Juve and all that, then you will have proven without a doubt, Leo, that you are the best.
Yeah, he's got to go to Napoli, following Diego's footsteps some more.
Yeah. Callahan out, Messi in.
Hashtag. Right, guys, we'll leave it there. What do you guys think? Let us know. Obviously, you can get us on Twitter at Serie A FFC, on Facebook and Instagram as well. Let us know what you think about the transfer. Obviously, Juve fans, I can imagine you're absolutely beyond delighted. What do you think it'll mean for Serie A? Is that the title? You just put Juve's name on the title already. The rest of you guys from other teams, what do you think about it? Is it good or bad in your eyes? Let us know as well. And we'll maybe be back before the season starts, assuming that the Inter don't sign Messi. But if not, we'll be back in a few weeks. I assume Connor Clancy will be in the hot seat then. And so that's it. Nothing else to say apart from arrivederci.
I will defend.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.